Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 121 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for June 29th is identify a chapter in your life you are still rereading and have had trouble releasing from your thoughts. Write the first paragraph of the new chapter in your life and let go of the old chapter. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of having a vision. The objective of this podcast is to help you write your own story, which is a mindset that you can use the power of choice to focus on your internal story. Find the gifts that you have inside, and then give them away to the rest of the world through your relationships and connections. And I hope that you also take the initiative to physically write your own story by harnessing the power of journaling, actually taking the time to respond to the challenges that are presented on the podcast, and discovering the answers you need so that you can learn, grow, and change into the best version of yourself. And today's challenge asks us to get unstuck from a previous chapter in our story that we just keep going back to. We are having trouble getting over an event or a situation, and it's causing us to spin our wheels or maybe even pulling us backward. We've talked before on the podcast about how we need to work in three different time frames, past, present, and future. We need to acknowledge and understand our past. We need to look toward the future with hopes and dreams and aspirations, and we need to take action in the present to write our own story. Now, sometimes what we want to do when we have a previous chapter that keeps haunting us is rip it out, tear the chapter out of the book, shred it up, and throw it in the trash. But that is actually one of the worst things we can do, along with ignoring it like it never happened. Instead, what we need to do is acknowledge it is part of our story, but not allow it to have power over us. Just because something happened to us doesn't mean it has to define who we are, and the power of what defines us doesn't belong to anyone else. No matter what other people say or think, we are the ones that hold the power to define ourselves. Because once we take that power away from the past of what happened to us, we are free to move forward and start writing the next chapter. However, we are not even aware of things from the past that we are wrapped up in, and this is why journaling can be such a powerful tool. And here's an example from my own life of how journaling helped me. You might have heard me mention before that I was fired as the high school basketball coach in my hometown after 9 years. And one of the things that I had always looked forward to was coaching my own boys in high school and sharing that experience with them. They were 11 and 8 years old at the time. Fast forward a couple years and I was at a basketball game watching my oldest son play. He was now in 7th grade and they had a decent team, but they had just lost pretty bad to a good team. As my son was sitting in the bleachers with his teammates after the game, as they watched the 8th grade team play, I saw him and some teammates on one of their cell phones messing around and not paying attention to the game like they should have been. When my son came over at halftime to ask for some money to get something to eat, I jumped him about not paying attention to the game. This was a prime example of one of those times in my life where I could feel it in my stomach that my behavior did not line up with the principles I claimed to value. I had even recently published my first book about how coaches and parents can have the right perspective on the sports experience. I felt like a fraud and a hypocrite who didn't even follow his own advice. The next morning, I sat down to respond to one of the journal challenges I had created for my second book, The 1% Journal. As I started writing, it hit me like a wave. That was the first winter I had not coached basketball since I stopped playing in college. Even the previous year, the year after I had been fired, I worked as an assistant coach, and my sons would often come to practices with me, and it was a great avenue for us to bond. but I didn't have that anymore. And it also looked like I wouldn't be able to coach my boys in high school. I had to stop my journaling as the tears streamed down my face. One of the parts of my vision for the future had been ripped away from me. It wasn't just the holding the title of being a head coach. It was the removal of that bonding time with my sons and the uncertainty of what our relationship would be like in the future. I finished my journal writing, and for the first time since I jumped my son the night before, there weren't any knots in my stomach. That evening, as I drove my son home after I picked him up from practice, I apologized to him for my behavior the night before, and I also explained to him what was going through my head. In my opinion, that was a great moment in our relationship. Basketball is still a bond we share, but we have taken advantage of me not being a head coach to travel around the state and visit towns and gyms I never had a chance to see before. And my son loves it. How do I know? Because he told me so on the card he gave me for Father's Day a few weeks ago. And the biggest lesson I have learned through this situation is that when I'm frustrated with my son or any of my children is this. When I feel the frustration, I try to take a deep breath and ask myself, is this about them or is this about me? So how about you? Is there a chapter from your life you keep rereading and are having trouble releasing from your thoughts? Can you write the first paragraph of your new chapter and let go of the old chapter so it no longer has the power to define you? The example I use today is exactly the process we need to undertake to write our own story. It's an inside-out process. When we feel the disconnect between where we are and where we want to be, or between our principles and values and our behavior, we need to look inside and search to discover some old chapters that we may be holding on to. We don't need to throw them in the trash. We can acknowledge them. We can choose to not let them have power over us. And we can use them to learn, grow, and change so we can write a new chapter. And why is this important? Because whether it's our own children or the students or athletes we work with, this is the best way to increase our impact. By making small daily improvements to give the young people in our lives a better version of ourselves every day.